Masters, Bill Cosby.
In person.
What's going on?
Listen, that this last song you played.
Uh-huh.
I'm 76 and 10 twelfths years old.
Yes.
I don't need to listen to a woman talking about somebody, and it sounds like whoever she's with, it has a lot of energy. Now, from now on, when you call me,
yes,
when you, and I'm in Los Angeles, it's 5:45 in the morning. I want you to get a song for Bill Cosby and put some hits on it, and it's about oatmeal. They're all coming at you, oatmeal. Do you want some raisins or some prunes? You understand?
I understand, Bill Cosby.
And you cannot have any bread because Mrs. Cosby's watching you. Good morning, everybody.
He
morning,
still
sir.
Got it. I love that. I love that stand-up doc. That stand-up special.
Far from finished.
Far from finished. He still got it.
Yeah, please. And when you still have it, go on and do it. And I tell you, one of the fun things about looking at certain women, and only the women do it, when they are laughing, and they're laughing hard, mm-hmm. and then maybe about 20 minutes into the show, I look down at the same woman who was just going left and right and back and forward, and she's looking at me like I stole her purse, and she knows it. And the woman said to me, I'm not laughing at you anymore.
So they're laughed out.
Yeah, but they're angry.
Why?
Because the woman's side is hurting, and her face hurts, and blaming me, she told me, and you're going to pay for my makeup. I went to see a woman have my face made up. One woman left, got up and walked out. She just waved at me like, listen, you got this, and walked out. This was in Detroit.
Really? I know that's right.
But don't you love those shows?
Well, I love what I'm doing, yes. But it's so hilarious. The woman came and sat down to laugh. And then when I started doing what she paid me to do, she bought the ticket. And so she got, and then one woman was sitting by herself. She was hilarious. It wasn't my fault because she was sitting there by herself. And I said, are you alone? She said, yes. And the woman looked like she's about 40, middle something. And I said, well, why? She said, because my husband is dead. I said, oh, okay. I said, so are you going to get married again? She said, not in this history. Now, Tom,
yeah.
I want to speak to all the men. Yeah. Stay healthy as long as you can, because here's what's going around and has been ever since Eve. And here are the words. I'm not going to take care of another old man.
Of my replacement.
And I'm telling you, they all kind of feel that way, man. So the best thing to do, I'm suggesting all men.
Yes.
You live with her and you love her, but when you start to feel sick, just go on away.
That's why he's receiving the Johnny Carson Award for Comedic Excellence at the American Comedy Awards, airing tonight on NBC.
Congratulations!
Congratulations!
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Johnny was always wonderful to me. And I'm the third recipient.
Nice.
And it's just interesting to look out and see, because from inside I don't see me. You understand? So I see other people. I just see all these young people.
Yes.
And then the guy said to me, he said, well, the soap opera and the award, and you've done this and you've done that. He started to do my life. I said, wait a minute. Stop. He said, what's the matter? I said, I'm still vertical.
The Johnny Carson show changed your life. And when you, was it the Noah bit you did first on that?
You know what? The thing, Dick Gregory was very important. Mm-hmm. Because Dick came down to Greenwich Village, and he was very, very popular. But he was in the civil rights movement and going off, and he came back from one of the marches and had some lumps all over his head and the bandage on his face. He said, why don't you come with me? I said, what? He said, why don't you come with me on the march? I said, wait a minute, Dick. Aren't you a comedian? He said, yeah. I said, that's not funny. I said, you have lumps all over your head and a cutter on your eye from doing what? He said, we marched. I said, right. Now, you go on down there. I'll stay here and watch the fort. But he said to me, make your name a household word. And that was it, man. Mm. I locked in on it. Try to do the best you can, but have them remember who you are.
Wow. You did it. You did it, sir.
Uh-oh, there's my music. The oatmeal is ready. And guess what I put in it this morning?
What? What'd you put in it?
Black beans.
Stay regular.
Yes, sir.
We love you, Mr. Carson.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And congratulations on your Johnny Carson Award.